95.5 WFMS, Miranda Lambert, a little red wagon. Good morning, it is 9:20. Jim, Kevin, Deborah here at the Riley Radiothon, 888-RILEY-KID. Got a power hour underway. We extended it just a touch just there a touch. Because we were looking for 20.
Yeah.
We have 19. We need one more. Just one more miracle maker to help us hit that goal of 20. The number is 888-RILEY-KID, 888-745-3954. Got a special guest here.
We do. It's our buddy Gracie. Everybody knows who Gracie
is.
Hello.
Hello. Gracie is 8 years old. She's from Danville, and we love her spunk. If you remember last year, I talked to Gracie and commented on her side ponytail, and the first thing she asked when she got here was, hey, Deb, where's your side ponytail? Yeah. I was supposed to wear it, and I forgot, didn't I?
Well, of course, I cut off my hair. So.
I know. She did locks. For love. And so you can't do the side pony anymore. You're joined by your mother, Stephanie, and you have been through a lot since you're 8 years old now, but when you were first 3 years old, you had an eye that was twitching a little bit. You went to go get it checked out and unfortunately found out that you have a brain tumor.
Yeah.
And you've been treated here at Riley for that brain tumor for the past 4 years.
Yeah.
Riley's a special place, isn't it?
Yeah, including the nurses. Everybody here is a miracle.
Well, that's cool. That's true.
Tell us about your doctor.
Dr. Smith is a good doctor, so she, like, saved my life, get that, like, 98% of that tumor out.
And you're still dealing with it. You actually had another surgery just before New Year's Eve, just about, what, a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And look at you now.
I know.
I heard you got to go back to practice with your travel softball team recently.
Yes.
Yes. So you still have a bright future ahead of you.
Yeah.
We've been talking about this being a place for kids. Before we went on the air, we were playing Monkey in the Middle, Gracie and Braden, who we talked to earlier this morning.
And you.
And me. And I was losing. But this is a hospital, but you wouldn't know it. When you come in here, this is a place for kids, isn't it? It's okay to come to this place, isn't it?
It just feels like a playground.
What's one of your favorite things about coming here? I know you're being treated for medical reasons, but you also look forward to being here in the building.
Like if... you going through chemo, you just either have to look away or just have to hold your mom's hand or whoever's with you.
Do the nurses make it easy too? Sit on your mom's lap. Do the nurses make it easy too?
Yeah.
Tell us about that cart that they bring around.
What?
The is it the castle cart? Oh, you don't remember it? You had it when you were younger, you know that? They came around, they let you pick a toy from the cart.
You should go back now and get one.
Yeah. I don't even know what the cart is, so...
See, I haven't sat on the cart for the last 4 years.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Well, Mom, tell us about it. It's been an emotional ordeal,
really?
And over the last 4 years, we just were talking off the air that it's 4 steps forward and sometimes 6 steps back, and it's kind of a big question mark still hanging over Gracie's head as far as what the future holds.
Yeah, exactly. I think we have come to terms to realize that this is something we're just going to have to deal with the rest of our life.
Mm-hmm.
When she was diagnosed in 2010, Dr. Boas removed a very small portion, and the rest of it was in the blood barrier, and it was something that we just had to watch. She did 2 years of chemo. And then was great for 2.5 years. And then she started zoning out a little bit and seemed a little emotional and irrational at times. And my gut once again told me that something wasn't right. So I called and asked for an early MRI. Oncologist said that MRI looked fine. The tumor looked stable, and thought maybe she just went through a growth spurt. That's why she, she was off balance, things like that. And but I left here uneasy, and I still felt like something was wrong. But we went ahead and went to my sister's in Kansas City for fall break, and we were there for 4 days. And the day before we left, Grace was outside playing, and my niece came running in and said, "Oh my gosh, something's wrong with Grace. She's not responding to us." And she ended up having a full seizure, 12 minutes long. And
my mother smacked me.
It was probably one of the scariest things I've ever been through. And I knew at that moment I was right. Mm-hmm. All that time it was seizures. And so they contacted Riley, and they put her on some medication. And they wanted to transfer her to Children's Mercy Hospital there. And I was like, no, we're coming home to Riley.
Come to Riley, yes.
This is where her doctors are, and they know her, and we feel safe here, you know. And so... they got her medicated and got us home, and then we came back to see Dr. Boas, and he said, let's watch it for a couple months, see what happens. And then it seemed like once a month she would have these big seizures. And then Dr. Boas said, you know, I'm going to have to hand the torch over to Dr. Smith because she's the best. And Grace is like, I don't want to have surgery again.
Right.
She didn't want a new doctor, you know. But we met with Dr. Smith, and
I was like, fell in love with her. She is so small. My mother could swing her around, and I am at her ear. Yeah. So yeah. I
Grace
am
gave
very
her
tall.
Time for how small she was. Asked her if she had to stand on a step stool to do surgery.
And she's like, yeah.
You come out of your shell then, right, Gracie?
Yeah.
Well, you know what, Gracie, thanks to you. We hit our goal. During that interview, we hit our goal of 20 miracle makers.
I think it was so, your feistiness.
Well, give it up. Right. Thank you for coming by and visiting us, Gracie. Your hair looks good, too. You think I could do a side ponytail? Think I'd be all right with that?
Well, I don't think she can pull the side ponytail off.
No,
now.
Me.
Oh, you? I don't think so.
Real small.
Now, Gracie's been homeschooled for recently, correct?
Yes, but should we get... after she had her surgery in March, they found a new spot.
Yes.
In November, and it grew in the 3 months. And so she had surgery again December 30th.
And she'll get to return possibly
hopefully in
next
March
month.
She'll go back once this flu season kind of kicks, you know. But Dr. Smith said, just keep her home. She can't afford to get sick.
That's the best thing. Well, Gracie, we're excited to see you.
Tell me about the advisor.
Okay, she's moving on to Jim.
All right.
Another conversation.
Thank you guys for coming by. We appreciate it a whole bunch.
All
right.
Us.
Of course, the number is 888-RILEY-KID, 888-745-3954. Why don't you be the next miracle maker? We'll have more from the Radiothon coming up.